In a brief conversation, Fisher told the county council that under their contract for the Camas Services Building, work started in September 2016, and the building was given 300 days. The county added 75 days since the project ran into trouble with weather and ground issues. The completion date was then mid-October of last year, but the project missed that.
Met with the builder, Spindler, and they revised their schedule, which was supposed to be finished this week, substantial complete this week. They've missed that. I met with the builder and the project manager and the architect on Tuesday, yesterday, and basically laid out what my expectations were for getting this done.
At the most recent meeting, Fisher said he laid down three basic objectives.
We wanted a quality product, we wanted to be moved in and operating, and we wanted to be within budget, and that we're failing on two of those right now.
Tell me it's quality and moving in.
We're going to stay within budget. So we're not going to fail on that one, but my message was that we were currently failing on that.
County manager said he set a deadline of February 7th for temporary occupancy of the new building. If the builder misses that, the county will pursue damages.
Dave, myself, the architect, and Mike Crystal are going to meet next Tuesday to start the process of documenting what damages would be.
He said the problem for the project is something that's been seen statewide,
which is keeping subcontractors on the job. It's a very competitive construction worker environment out there right now. You know, there's anecdotal evidence that they have that there are other contractors that are coming up to the job and offering people more cash to walk off, and they do walk off. And that's happening around in different places.
He said some individual problems in the building include items like the elevators, the fire system, and siding.
Our facilities folks have been working tirelessly for the past 6 months to try and take impediments out of their way, probably overdoing it from the standpoint of a contract.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.